is up, Act-A-Dad family? Welcome to Act-A-Dad, the Awesome Dad Show. I'm your host, Mark Savant, and thank you so much for stopping in today. I've got a great episode that I think you're really going to enjoy. Ryan runs a online community called The Unmarried Father, and he's also teamed up with several large organizations like Americans for Equal Share Parenting and the Father's Rights Movement. And Ryan came onto my radar as he was introduced to me by another awesome dad. And as I watched his story evolve over the several months, I saw that his page and his community grew extremely rapidly. And so I was interested. So I reached out to Ryan, and Ryan is just a really inspirational guy in that he has identified a growing problem in America in that unmarried fathers are frequently not given a lot of time to spend with their kids. A very high percentage of children are being born outside of wedlock. When this happens, there are a lot of challenges when it comes to co-parenting. And so in this episode, we're going to dive into some of the most common. And even if you're not in this situation, even if you are married or have a partner and everything is happy and hunky-dory, I would definitely encourage you to listen to this because Ryan has a very logical and well thought out perspective on this issue. So I have a lot of respect for him and what he's doing. This is the type of issue that can really get people fired up, very angry and very emotional. But Ryan, I think, has a very positive outlook on his life and in the future. And I'm just really excited to see what he's doing for dads. If you do enjoy the episode, I would ask that you please subscribe, leave a review. That I really appreciate that. I would also like to personally invite you to join the Act a Dad group over on Facebook. It's a growing community, thriving, a lot of really awesome dads in there, and I've found it to be a really positive place to connect with other like-minded dads. Without further ado, I bring you Mr. Ryan Powell. What is up?
What's going on, Mark? Thank you so much for having me on. I've been following you for a few months now, and it's amazing what you're doing right now. I just want to tip my hat to you for doing everything that you're doing for raising awareness to awesome dads.
I really appreciate that, Ryan. I think it's important that we change the narrative around fatherhood. Instead of fatherhood being kind of like second fiddle, life is halfway over, I really want to change that narrative, as I think that you do, to, hey,
yes,
fatherhood is awesome, dads are important, and we need to grab the reins. We need to change that whole narrative.
Definitely. I completely agree.
So let's kind of fast forward. I like to kind of jump around a little bit in my interviews. So let's start here. Ryan, so how did The Unmarried Father start? What made you start?
Well, I'll try to give you the brief rundown of everything that's happened. Me and my child's, my daughter's mother, we didn't work out. We were never married. And I found out that I myself, as an unmarried father, had zero custodial rights to my daughter whatsoever after we split up. Went through the whole court process. After the court process, I was stripped down to just 3 weekends a month. I wanted 50-50, but with issues of not being married to my child's mother, there were some ways that they were able to move further away from the 50-mile radius of what you're allowed to move into. So from there, joined the co-parenting clan on Facebook, large Facebook group, a bunch of moms and dads coming together to support each other in co-parenting between mom and dad. From there, I met Chris Rambolt, who lives in Oklahoma, became really good friends with him, and he introduced me to the Father's Rights Movement and Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. So I started watching some of Mark Ludwig's videos from Americans for Equal Shared Parenting and started interacting with the Tennessee Father's Rights Movement. And I got asked to join the Tennessee Father's Rights Movement. And once I got on that page, I felt like, okay, well, now I'm a part of the Father's Rights Movement and I need to start pushing a narrative to show that fathers are awesome. So when I first started, I did my dad challenge video. Basically, the dad challenge, I wanted married fathers and divorced fathers and unmarried fathers to all come together and have a social media challenge. You know, you've got the ice bucket challenge and all of those other challenges out there. And I was like, well, this is a cool challenge. We can get dads out there to challenge other dads to do awesome things with their kids. Mm-hmm. So within that, I wanted them to go out with their kids, take them to, you know, the grocery store, do dad things, but also do the things that moms have been doing from the beginning of time. From there, I got really involved with TFRM and Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. And I kind of wanted to create my own page, because with those pages, we were primarily talking about married fathers. And we weren't necessarily talking about the issue with unmarried fathers. 40% of children born in America are born out of wedlock.
Wow.
And I didn't learn that number until I had gotten myself educated enough through being with Americans for Equal Shared Parenting and with the Fathers' Rights Movement. So I created this page, and it was kind of just a fun page at first. I wanted to bring out what I wanted to talk about that I couldn't necessarily talk on with Americans for Equal Shared Parenting and with the Fathers' Rights Movement, because those are structured organizations that we have to keep to certain standards. So I knew that if I created my own page, I could keep that structure, but I could bend it a little bit because it's my own page.
You can build your own identity. You can also, right. You're also niching down. I say niching down a little bit, but man, 40% of kids are being born out of wedlock. Wow. That's in this, and obviously 50% of those are going to be men, right? It's that's just alarming. So you started building up the unmarried father, and it seems like it's really resonated. People are really listening. They're really interested in this message. Why do you think that is?
Well, because I'm a part of Americans for Equal Shared Parenting and I am a part of the Fathers' Rights Movement, I have built quite a network of friends across the country. So when I first started the page, I was able to invite all of them to the page. And then I've also got people across the country, or, you know, in other countries as well, that have also liked the page. So when I first started it, I would post a bunch of memes about unmarried fathers. And then I would twist it and throw in some funny memes that, you know, just a dad needs to have a laugh. You're going through everything that you're going through. So let's post a funny meme that has to do with fatherhood or just anything in general, really.
It's on brand, right?
Right. I then added a guy named Michael, who is also from Florida. And he was able to be the statistical guy. So he could add in all the statistics of unmarried fathers or divorced fathers or statistics with children from divorced or separated households. That built it up a little bit more. And then I also started doing some live feed. And I would just talk about everyday normal stuff sometimes, things that, you know, we normally don't talk about on TFRM or Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. We'll talk more on legislative or how to get legislation passed or how to win in your court case. These were more of issues of, well, how to handle co-parenting situations or to also inspire dads not to give up in general. From there, I was able to add a guy named Jesse. And when Jesse got on, he is actually in the middle of his custody battle. He is an unmarried father, does not have money to fight in court. So he didn't go in with an attorney. He went pro se. And from going pro se, I can't necessarily talk too much on his story, but he's worked his way to get more time with his child without spending any money in court besides the court costs itself.
So that's definitely a question that I get from time to time. You know, Act a Dad encompasses all, is just empowerment of all fathers to be awesome, to enjoy those moments. And I find that message really resonates a lot of times with fathers that don't have regular access to their kids, right? But one of the common questions they get is, Mark, I can't afford $50,000, $100,000 in attorney fees. Where do I start? What can I do? How did he start, or how would you say is a good place to start if you're in this situation, unmarried father, getting blocked access to your kid? What would be the first step that you would take to actually get that access?
From what he did, he actually reached out to the Tennessee Fathers' Rights Movement, and we tried to give him as much advice as we possibly can. As you know, we're not attorneys; we're just dads that have been through it ourselves. We linked him up with more fathers that have been through the situation. They gave their advice, and then he went out and started reading some books. He looked up the laws. He got on Audible and started listening to these as he's at work. And from there, he started building his knowledge of what exactly do I need to do to be able to do this on my own? Because I'm not giving up on my son. I'm going to fight. I'm going to be a part of my son's life. And I went 50-50. So he went in, dug into the books, and he figured it out. I can't wait until he gets through his custody situation, because I know he will get on and give some words of wisdom, because I can't wait to hear his story as well.
So really, I guess the first step is get involved with the community, get involved with some like-minded people that are going through this issue, and just try to bounce ideas off of them. I mean, that's a big part of what I try to get out of this show, out of the Act a Dad show, is saying, hey, I'm not an expert father. But what I can do is I can talk to dads that are experts in their respective fields and just get pieces of information from them. I found that to be a really effective way of growing as a human being. Surround yourself with the right people. Have you had a mentor, Ryan, or someone that helped you?
Mark Ludwig, hands down, probably the biggest mentor I've had throughout all of this. Now, Mark Ludwig has given me the knowledge of how to do live feeds and to spread awareness the proper way without being an angry father. Let's see, Chris Rambolt, if it wasn't for him, I would have never found out about TFRM or Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. And he's pushed me to get more involved in everything that we're doing when it comes to legislation, raising the awareness that there is a fatherless generation and why we have fatherless generations going on right now. So I would say those two people have been the most influential so far.
Very good. So we've kind of talked a little bit about the unmarried father and the challenges that unmarried fathers go through as far as the legal process and how they can actually get the chance to be with their kid, right? So I want to kind of segue that a little bit into, okay, you've gone through the process. Now you've got rights. Now you've got the ability to actually spend time with your kid. What have you done to actually know how to do that, right? There's a lot of challenges with fatherhood. How have you given yourself the tools to actually be there and be able to provide for your daughter?
Oh, well, I mean, you just normally do the same dad things that you've been doing from before. You spend all of the extra time that you possibly can. So for instance, now that I only get limited time, I'll use most of my PTO time or my vacation time for when I do have my daughter. Mm-hmm. During the summer, we'll get 3 weeks during the summer, and then we'll alternate for spring break or fall break. And I make sure that I spend every moment I possibly can with my daughter. We go out, we go shopping, we go to parks and trampoline parks, and you probably see me post too many videos and pictures of us swimming. So, you know, you try to find time to do everything you possibly can as a dad after the situation.
So for you, it's not just about being in the moment. It's actually preparing to be in that moment, right? You're saving up time. You're saving up goodwill with your boss or whatnot so that.
Yes, that's a big one. You really need to get in good with your boss, and you also need to let where you work know exactly what's going on in your life, especially when you have to go to court as well. So,
yeah. Do you feel like there's almost an incentive to keep you away from your daughter because the funds that you have to pay in child support play into it? Do you ever feel like you're blocked from even getting an extra day here and there? Has that ever been a problem for you?
So there are times that I do feel that way. I don't want to get into it too far, but yeah, I mean, when it comes to child support, I do believe that that is an issue. I do want more time. And I do sometimes think that child support is the reason why I'm not getting more time. But, you know, it, for the most part, you can't worry about, you can't stress the child support as much as you stress spending time with your child as much as possible.
I think that's interesting because control what you can, right? You can control that quality time that you have. You can't control what's going on over there. To an extent, one of the things that you've done that is really cool with the unmarried father is you've actually gone mainstream with it, right? So you're reaching out to news stations and getting on the news. You've done that a couple times here in the past month or two, right?
Right. Now that has been the unmarried father, and it's also been the Tennessee Fathers' Rights Movement. So I am still a part of both, but a lot of that also comes from finding local area groups on Facebook. So I will go and advocate on those pages with the TFRM brand and the Unmarried Father brand. So people know who I am now in my local area and local areas in the state of Tennessee, because I've added myself to all of these group pages that have 30 to 75,000 people that are a part of this community group.
Hmm.
So that's been another way that I've been able to build the page, because more people are seeing the awareness that's going on that maybe they never knew about the Father's Rights Movement. Maybe they never knew about Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. You know, maybe they never knew about Act-A-Dad. But in those group pages, I can take that link from where I posted something on my page, throw it in there, and then start a discussion throughout the community that some people may not even know that this is an issue that's going on, or they know it's an issue, but they don't realize how serious of an issue it actually is.
Sure. And so you mentioned that you were able to pivot off of the community groups into actual media attention. How did that look? Did you just send some messages out to some local news stations, or how did you get linked up there?
They actually reached out to me. So they messaged me personally on my Facebook page, and we've had two of them message the TFRM page, but one of them messaged me first, and I'm at work, I can't look at my phone. Then they messaged into the Tennessee Fathers' Rights Movement, and Walter and I had been able to link up. I think that was with Matthew Torres, and then we got Walter to do that interview with Matthew Torres back in March. And then Fox got involved with me after Walter and I just got back from Washington, D.C. with Americans for Equal Shared Parenting's event. That was probably one of the best interviews we've had, because we really got to dig down deep to show the community and the media how much fathers care about being a father, but we're not getting that access to be allowed to be fathers.
I think it's really cool. It's very reassuring to me that they actually reached out to you, that this is loud enough on the radar of media that they're actually reaching out to local organizations like the Father's Rights Movement and the Unmarried Father and Americans for Equal Shared Parenting. I think that's very reassuring, because I'm always disappointed when I watch a world leader or a politician and they're going over all these problems and they never mention the problem of fatherlessness. It seems like it's left under the radar. I mean, I don't know why exactly that is, but to me it feels like there's a stigma around fatherhood that's not exactly healthy for fathers. I mean, a lot of fathers suffer from depression, and I can't even imagine what it's like if you don't even have access.
Well, see, actually, all three of these have all three reporters. They have either friends or family that are going through the same situations we are. So they really started researching. And then, for instance, with me, I'm pretty well known in my local area on group pages. So they know who I am. So there's a possibility that they found out through word of mouth, either about the Father's Rights Movement or that, hey, reach out to Ryan, this guy is promoting this and advocating this. You know, it's really scary to get out there and advocate because you're worried that anything that you say will be used against you in court. And speaking on your custody agreement or your situation that happened in court, all of this can be twisted. Like you said, with the mental depression, the anxiety of everything that's going on, it is probably the hardest thing I have ever been through in my entire life. And my parents have been divorced. And that was a really rough time when I was a teenager, I believe. I was 12 when it started, and it finished when I was 14. So, you know, that was a really rough time. And then going through it as a father, when you're absolutely stripped to nothing and you're wondering, what did I do wrong? What could I have done better? You know, there's nights that you're rolled up in a ball, crying, don't know who to talk to, don't know who to go to. And, you know, your friends and family, they don't necessarily understand because they've never been through it the way you have. And then once you reach out to members of the Father's Rights Movement or not really local communities, but co-parenting communities on Facebook, you start meeting other fathers and mothers that are going through the same situations, and you're able to speak with them and you learn a little bit more about their situation, and it feels better because you know you're not alone anymore.
I think that's probably the most important thing for dads to understand is that you're not alone. There's right. millions and millions and millions of dads going through this. The fifth core principle of ACT Dad that you need to accomplish to be an awesome dad is community. And so it sounds like you along the way have been a part of that and have been really been preaching that. So I think if anyone walks away from this interview, from this show, that they walk away with it knowing that you're not alone and you got to surround yourself with the right people. You got to get in right. with the right network. It's there's a lot of power in that. I want to talk about co-parenting here for just a moment, because okay. to me, the goal of all of this is to raise kids that are the best they can be, that are given the best opportunity to succeed. And numbers don't lie. You take dads out of the equation and the deck is stacked against them, right? So in a perfect situation, mom and dad are communicating. They have the same goals. They have the same way of getting to those goals. You may, at least somewhat the same. In my situation, being married, my wife and I, we can have conversations when we disagree or whatnot. Do you find that to be a challenge inside the communities that you're involved with, that they have a hard time communicating with their ex and in finding that path oh, yeah. to victory?
Yes. For instance, with me, we only go through text. We don't do phone calls. We try not to discuss things unless it's about our daughter, but some communication can go in one ear and out the other and you don't even get a response, and it drives you absolutely crazy. So there are instances that people are parallel parenting to where they're only going through text and email and they don't go and do things with their child together.
So what do you think about that? Do you think that that's a necessity, or do you think it should be better?
It really all depends on the two parents and how their breakup happened. For us, it's pretty bad. So we just kept it to text, and we still keep it to just text. But we can go and do things with our daughter, and there's no conflict. You know, we've been to doctor's appointments. We've been to see the Easter Bunny together. It can happen. It's just, it depends on both of the parents. And what I always advocate to all of the dads that follow me or the Father's Rights Movement or the Unmarried Father is therapy. I always preach, see a therapist. If you can, even when you are divorced or separated, ask and see if they want to do family therapy. You and mom do not have to be in the same room together. You can go see the therapist And then mom can go a different day. And then the therapist will be able to discuss things in between both of y'all to where you can have a better relationship of co-parenting and raising this child, because that is the most important part about all this. We're raising the future generation of the world, really. I mean, and these are going to be future fathers and future mothers and future husbands and future wives and future, you know, people that are in the workforce. We have to make sure that we're raising these children as best as possible. And when you're in these situations, it can be difficult. I understand that there's moms and dads out there that are going to say no to therapy, but even if you can get into therapy, I would recommend that.
I'm with you 110% on that one. I know my wife and I, we even had premarital counseling, which is similar to therapy. But look, sometimes it feels good to just sit there in it with a neutral party and just explain right. what you're going through, just letting it out. Packaging it all in is just kind of like a recipe for disaster, as George Seinfeld's dad would say, or George Costanza's dad would say, serenity now, insanity later. So you got to get it out there. And honestly, when we went through therapy, we didn't even pay anything. We found a volunteer couple that could do it.
Yeah.
I think that if you're looking, you can find it. But man, I just feel let me know if this bothers you. When people complain about problems that they're having, they say, they're complaining about the same problem, not just once or twice, but consistently, but they're not taking any action to correct that. Right. Like for me, if you're having a problem with your ex or with your kid or whatnot, and when asked if you've ever seen a therapist about it, you're like, no, that doesn't work. Like are you trying? That type of stuff really bothers me, because I think that there's stuff that you can do to break out of these situations like you've done. Community, therapy, right. communication, research. I mean,
and if you're not going to see a therapist, find another dad or another mom out there that you can talk to, that can be a neutral playing field to help you understand both situations. Because it took me a while to understand, the mom's point of views of things and, dad's point of views of things into my own life. So if you can't afford a therapist or you don't want to go see a therapist, try to find somebody that you really trust, who you believe kind of has their mind right and they have their life in a decent lifestyle.
I think you have to beware the yes men too. Just going out with your buddies and then all saying, oh yeah, forget her.
Right.
Sometimes you got to hear what you don't want to hear.
Exactly.
To grow. And actually, that brings up an interesting point. We actually have a free mentorship program in the Act a Dad group. So if you're having a problem with any of these issues, you want to find someone to chat with, you can always join Act a Dad, the Awesome Dad group. We have a free mentorship program. You can either be a mentor to new fathers or be a mentor. I'm actually in that process right now, and I find that I learn just as much as I'm giving out. So it's been really, really positive. So I have a couple quick fire questions for you here, Ryan, before I let you go. I find that just about all the dads I talk to are storytellers, and you are certainly one of them as well. So Ryan, stories, what is your favorite story to either tell or read to your daughter?
Ooh, stories. I try to read as many stories as I can to her. I'm going to have to say Where the Wild Things Are is probably her favorite, because she loves monsters and things that look like dinosaurs. She is obsessed with dinosaurs. So I'd have to say Where the Wild Things Are.
Awesome. Classic. Okay. Final question here. Billboard message, Ryan. If you could put something on a billboard to reach millions of people, what would it be?
I should have prepared myself for this one. So there's a lot, and trust me, there's a lot of things I would put on a billboard. I guess families matter.
Families just matter.
Families matter.
I like that. That's concise, succinct. I like that. Cool. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for being a guest here on Act Dad, the Awesome Dad Show. I really think your perspective is going to help a lot of dads out there, because we have a fatherless crisis, And like you said, 40% of kids are being born out of wedlock. That means a lot of unmarried fathers. A lot of unmarried fathers. Really appreciate what you're doing. Guys, definitely check out The Unmarried Father over on Facebook. Anything else you'd like for the audience to know, Ryan?
If you ever go through the situation, reach out. Be as positive as you possibly can. If you're married, if you become divorced, just reach out, make sure that you're with the right group of people. And if you are married, work on that marriage as much as possible, because you can work on your marriage and make it work. So thank you so much.
Very welcome. And marriage is definitely not a cakewalk. It is challenging. It is challenging. There are days. It takes work and there's phases. So you're definitely right there. Cool. Ryan, thank you so much for being a awesome dad. Keep spreading the good word, brother. I'm looking forward to watching your story unfold here over the years.
Thank you so much, Mark. Thank you for having me.
I hope you enjoyed this episode and conversation with Ryan. I got a lot of value out of it, and I hope that you did too. If there's one thing I'd like for everyone to walk away from this conversation understanding, it's that no matter how dark or how challenging or how problematic an issue in your life seems, there is always a way out of it. Positivity, networking, getting in part with the right community is so incredibly important. I would just encourage you, if there's something you're passionate about, something you're thinking about a lot, find other like-minded individuals and make change. Do something about it. We live in a really unique place in time and history that you have a platform to make change. Again, if you haven't already, just take a moment, subscribe to the podcast. I'm going to be bringing you a new episode every single Monday with a new awesome dad. And I would also like to personally invite you to join the Act a Dad group over on Facebook. Again, really great community. And it's a really great way that you can get involved, get your voice heard, and connect with other awesome dads. Look, have an awesome week. I will catch you same place, same time next Monday. Peace.